along the Cotswold canals. Welcome to Brimscombe Port, one of the places along the canals trail. This is one of a series of recordings made by local people which you can listen to at different places along the Cotswold canals.
It is hard to imagine that Brimscombe Port in its heyday was full of water, busy with boats loading and unloading. Bruce Hall talks about the history of the port and the buildings you see today.
When they got to Brimscombe, the valley bottom wasn't wide enough to sustain a waterway wide enough for two 16-foot wide boats to pass comfortably. And so Brimscombe Port was a transshipment port whereby they transship onward going goods to the Thames barge, which was only 12 feet wide.
In practice, this meant that they offloaded goods from large boats onto smaller boats for their onward journey to Stroud. The cargo offloaded at Brimscombe was often coal, as Bruce Hall explains.
It was also a port in its own right, a big coal yard there. Well, I say it was a yard, it was on an island whereby the gate was firmly locked in the evening.
Following the closure of the port, the Canal Company headquarters that was on the edge of the A419 was sold. Bruce Hall remembers it becoming Brimscombe Polytechnic, running day release courses and a popular night school.
That's how lots of local people better themselves. You know, having left school at 12 or 13, whatever, went to night school to get their exams and improve their status. So that was it. Well, the trade school eventually moved into Stroud and it became an elementary school to start off with.
After the war, the school became a secondary modern and later moved to a new site that is now called Thomas Keeble. The old headquarters building in the port was now redundant, so the council put it on the market.
Who bought it? Benson's International, the makers of lever arch files and spring back files. And indeed, when I moved into the area in 69, there were 24-hour production. You know, busloads of workers were coming in. Well, eventually the work went overseas, but Benson's is still in business and it's still got offices in this country.
There are now plans for the redevelopment of the port. One idea is to refill it with water and surround it with new houses, shops and restaurants. Of course, much consultation needs to be done and local people will have a chance to say what they want the area to look like. The first part of this process was to find out exactly where the original port was. And as Bruce Hall explains, those involved had quite a hunt on their hands.
The engineers were doing site surveys for development. They couldn't find the wharf edge of Brimscombe Port. They couldn't find it. They hunted around and at long last they found it. And where was it? Right in the middle of the floor of one of the big industrial buildings there. So the whole thing was moved forward to allow road widening.
Thank you for listening. Other recordings are available along the towpath or can be downloaded on our website at www.alongthecotswoldcanal.co.uk.